A dispute between the world's largest music company and TikTok could result in these musicians vanishing from the popular social media platform. That would be Bye Bye to Bad Bunny, Taylor Swift, and Alicia Keys. NPR's Netta Ulubi tells us what's at stake.
Today is when the current contract between TikTok and Universal Music Group is set to expire. That has set the stage for an old-fashioned power struggle, says music industry analyst Tatiana Serrasano.
UMG is kind of taking the nuclear option of removing all their music and kind of trying to prove that TikTok couldn't exist if it didn't have their catalog.
A catalog that includes Adele. Here is what Universal Music Group wants: less hate speech on TikTok, more protection against AI-generated content, and, of course, more money. It says more money for its artists and songwriters. Take that, says Serrasano, with a grain of salt.
This is, in the end, probably going to do more for Universal Music Group as a company than it is for any of their individual artists and songwriters.
Have we mentioned those artists and songwriters include Drake? I'm sorry, 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. Here's the thing. These kinds of fights between labels and social media have been playing out now for years, with takedown threats and arguments over copyright protection. What's different, says Tatiana Serrasano, is that young people are using TikTok to both create and listen to music.
This is the place where fandom and culture is being built. This is a space where especially young people are going on and sort of listening to music. They're creating as they're consuming. It's a completely different experience than, you know, adding a song to your Instagram story or things that were happening in the past.
In an open letter posted this morning, Universal Music Group suggested it did not need TikTok. It said TikTok only accounts for 1% of its revenue. TikTok responded in a statement calling Universal Music self-serving and said it had been able to reach agreements with every other label and publisher. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.